Daf is daf,
Was this
nun
always like
base.
this, or was just that was full?
It was just full of farm. This
But it
always
was
exists.
always like
Yeah,
this.
they always had that set there.
Smash room here.
Yeah. Okay, today's daf is daf nun base. So we are in the Mishnah on the bottom of nun alef nun base. The Mishnah tells us, Hanoder min ha'chelav mutter be kom, a chalav. Someone who makes a neder from having chalav, from having any milk, can have a kom. Kom is some of the water. We don't have the English article today. The way? Or the one?
I know in Spanish.
Okay. I don't know in Spanish, but there's a. There's the Kurds in the way, right? They
the
split
Kurd.
up. The Kurds, yeah? Okay, so there's one of them.
No, I think it's
the way.
The way? Yeah, you know
the
way.
The way, I think, is the watery part of it. The mechalav, it's called
the
elsewhere. There's a rhyme, an English rhyme, American rhyme, but they look like a nursery thing. But there's the curds in the whey. When you let milk settle,
curds and
whey, whey, whey. When the way you make cheese or yogurt or these things,
what's
so rennet is certain enzymes that helps you make things into cheese.
Right.
It's usually a dairy product though. It comes from dairy, I think.
Right.
I think, I don't know. So this says rennet? That's what it says, it's rennet?
No, because
let me do the so, when you let the milk settle, if you just let it sit for a while, eventually the bottom's going to get very heavy, thick, and the top's going to get watery milk. So I believe the top is called whey, and the bottom's called curds. And you take those separately, and you make either cheese or yogurt and cottage cheese from different things through different processes. So I think comb is referring to the watery part of the milk, which I think is whey. Yeah, the way the Ron says in the bottom three lines up is a nodir min achalav mutim bekom. Kom hainu maim hayotim min achalav v'korin lo siro. The water that is emitted from the milk, it's called siro in French, at least. Well, actually, I'm not sure what language Ron was. It wasn't French for the Ron, but siro. Okay, can't do better than that without the article. So the Mishnah says further, according to Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Yossi says, no, if a person does take a nether from chalav, included in that nether is also the kom, the watery part of the milk. If a person takes a nether min akom, mutter b'chalav, if he takes a, I can't have any whey, he is allowed to have regular chalav, regular milk, and Rabbi Yossi doesn't argue on that. It sounds like Rabbi Yossi even agrees to that part, that if you simply say the kom, it will not include the chalav. Abishol omer, hanoder min agvina aser ba, ben melucha v'tfela. A person who takes another that he cannot have any cheese is aser, whether it be a salted, whether it be unsalted cheese, that would be included in the iser, the nether of cheese. And this is the Ron explains, the last Ron on the page here, in Alpha and Abbas, in Hodir Minha, Gvina, aser ba, bain melucha, bain tfela, de lo dami, mifnesha, lo tamer rather, de lo tamer bnesha, rova, gvinas, meluchos, hain, stama, melucha, mashma. Don't say, since most cheeses are salted cheeses, when he says gvina, he refers to only melucha, not true, kamashma, and that when a person says cheese, he seemingly refers to both types of cheese, whether it be salted or whether it be unsalted. Then the Mishnah says, "Hanodli bin Abbas, a person takes a nether, he cannot eat any meat. Mutter berotav ubekifa. He is allowed to take part in the sauce, the gravy that comes or that's cooked with the meat, and he's also allowed to have the kippa, which is the what does Ron say? Kippa is Rashi says kippa hainu dak shabasa sheyorid l'shule kedera. It's a little the little pieces of meat that fall to the bottom of the pot when you cook it. You're boiling meat, so those pieces are going to always remain behind. That kippa, the leftover meat, is going to be okay as well. Rabbi Yehuda also, Rabbi Yehuda says it's not true. Rabbi Yehuda says one is not allowed to eat in the eat the rotav and the kippa. That is part of meat. That's when a person says basar, he includes even the sauce and even the kippa from it. And then it says Amar Rabbi Yehuda Ma'isav Asar Leiner Rabbi Tarfon BeBeitzim Shinis Bashlu Imam. This one's a story. And they had once cooked an egg with meat. And Tarfon says the eggs are also going to be asr, meaning a person had taken a nether, you can't have any basar. Someone had cooked eggs with meat, that egg is included in the isr. Okay. So according to the Ran says, you see the top line, the Ran, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Ma'isav Asar Leinu, L'saye L'Rabbi Yossi Ma'isi Hach Uvda. They brought this story in order to support the opinion of Rabbi Yossi. Now, Rabbi Yossi told this before, he was referring to milk and comb and the whey, I think at first the whey. This is a story about Basar, I thought. I thought this would be a support for Rabbi Yehuda himself. According to the Masifta here, this supports Rabbi Yehuda's position. Nothing to do with Rabbi Yossi, so I'm not sure. Aha. Okay. Sounds like how the eggs are connected to the chalav though.
They just had a different
gear,
so it wasn't Rabbi Yehuda.
Instead of
Rabbi Yehuda,
oh, sorry, it's Rabbi Yossi.
No, instead of Rabbi Yossi, so Rabbi Yossi was referring to what, eggs? That were
no,
cooked
he was to the Rotev and the Kippah.
Oh, in the first case.
So, uh-huh. So the reason that he was also the eggs is because it seems that the eggs, they absorb the
taste.
The Rotev.
So they change, when Rabbi Yehuda says Aser, they say Rabbi Yossi says Aser, and then Rabbi Yehuda brings a Maisa to support Rabbi Yossi. I got you.
And that's why the eggs are Aser.
Okay.
Even the inside absorb?
I'm sorry?
Even the inside.
Yeah, because do you ever have children with eggs? So they, you know, they take in the...
Change colors, but yeah. That's because of the cooking.
There was also a taste in it. It doesn't taste like a regular egg.
I don't think so. Because they do jachnon, and they put eggs. And they let it cook for a long time, so they ain't changed the color like the children. But I don't think that the eggs itself inside actually change the taste.
You want to test it out? I'd be surprised if it wouldn't. I've been soaking for hours all night long in this show.
I'll tell you what, take two eggs on the same box and put one in water for like a long time and one in chill and see the taste.
Like somehow you could have like a potato and it's been chill and not get an infection or something.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, if you join
this part. Yeah.
I can
use it
if I can do it.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay. Then
Mishnah.
Okay, the Mishnah then says, Amru lo, ken davar. And they said back, this is true, what you're saying is correct. And the Ran says, Amru lo, bali hamachlo kaso shel Rabbi Yossi. Those who argued Rabbi Yossi, back to the beginning of the Mishnah, let's work within the Ran for a second, that that those who say the sauce and kippah are mutter, they'll agree in the case where egg is cooked in the meat, the egg will be aser. Why? Kena davar, says the Ran. Kemosha tamayid, what you're saying, your testimony is correct, about in Zuraya, your testimony is good, but it's not a proof for our discussion. Shel aser b'tarfon el b'tman shamar baser zeh alai. When you say this meat is aser upon me. Dechem damar zeh, shavya nafshi chaticha di yisur v'aser b'yotzi mivenu. When you say this meat is aser on me, you made this meat into a davar aser. It's like a trefa nevela. And now anything, any tam that's going to be released from this meat into anything else, in this case the egg, it will be aser. So if you look at the Mishnah explained all this. Again, Amru lo, kena davar. We agree to you that that story of the egg being cooked with the meat was actually aser. But Eim Asai, when is that true? Bizman sheyomer basar ze alai, shehanodim in adavar. So when you say that this meat is aser on me, shehanodim in adavar, someone who takes a nether from an object, v'nisari ba'acher, if it gets mixed with something else, im yesh bo no sein tam aser. If it has flavor, it will aser. So what's going on is, the two types of nadar. If you take a nether that I cannot have any basar, so eggs are not considered basar, eggs would be actually mutter. But if you say, I cannot have any hanah from this steak, this particular steak, this chepsa, you've now, as the Ran says, you shave nafshe chaticha disur. Shave nafshe is a concept the Gemara uses, that you could create a davar isur through a nether, you could make this meat into a nevela for me, into something treif for me. Now once it becomes a chef shishal iser, just like anything else, if I cook a nevela or treifa with something else, that flavor of the treifa is going to go into any other food, the tam will enter in, and that other food will be aser. Here too also, by me making this basar aser to me, it will now have the same iser of nosin tam. If the tam of the basar goes into the eggs, it will be aser. Fine. So, in light of that discussion, let's finish this mishnah up, and then we'll do the round before we turn the page. Then the Mishnah says, finishes off and says, "Hanodim min hayayin." A person takes another from having any wine. Mutar b'tavshel sheyesh b'tam yayin. He may have something, and it's pretty common. Let's say chicken soup. Many put wine in the chicken soup. You could have chicken soup, even though wine is placed in the chicken soup, poured into the chicken soup to flavor it. That's okay. That's not actual wine. That's a derivative of wine.
So how come with the basar, it's the only taste of the basar?
Right, so according to Tanakama, it says, typically it wouldn't be aser. It's only when you say that this particular meat is usher. But if you were to say same thing, I would imagine if you say this particular wine, this bottle of wine is usher to me, probably the same halacha would apply. That okay, next line, let's see this. Amar konim yain zeh. If you say this wine, this particular one bottle of wine is usher to me, then sheni toim is usher. Then v'nafal atavsha. If it falls into another item, let's say soup, im yesh b'no same time harei usher, it would be usher. So again, if you say globally, all wine is usher to me, or all meat is usher to me, it's only actual meat, actual wine. If you say that this particular chefs is usher, you've now, as the Ram said, shavya nafshi chaticha disur, I've created a treif, a piece of meat now, even though it's not really treif, for meat's treif. And once it's treif, it adds all the halachas of, if it's no same time, if it gives taste to the chicken soup or to the egg, that egg will also be usher. So no same time is a tremendous, it's a big sugya discussed in the Gemara Pesachim and Chulin and Vodazar elsewhere, the din of no same time. When something gives flavor, it's going to Aser. Tam Kikr, the Gemara Pesachim tells us, Tam Kikr, if you taste something Aser, it's as if it's actually there. What do you mean? I'm having the egg, there's no meat in the egg. No, but if there's Tam, no same time is going to be considered Tam Kikr. It's as if it's actually there and you will violate the Isur. It's a big, big discussion in many places in Shas. So in light of this discussion, the Ran has a very long discussion. So let's go through this very slowly. It's very, very important, Ran. The Ran says, let's go from three lines from the top. Minis'ariv ba'acher im yeshbo no sin tam. Im yeshbo min ha'oser, if the object that's oser, let's talk about the case of the meat, where you create an iser of meat on yourself. So this min ha'oser, the meat now, is kidei liten tam, b'shel heter, it now has infused some taste into something mutter, in this case the egg. Shishim b'shel heter hariza aser. Now there's halacha also when it comes to most cases of isurim, and at least in the case of nesinas tam shishim batel b'shishim. So let's say I have a big pot of chicken soup. I accidentally pour some milk into it. If there's 60 times the soup as there is to the drop of milk, then it's okay. I could lichachila eat that chicken soup. If there's not, if I pour a lot of milk and there's not 60 to 1, then its item is aser. If there's no same time, if there's taste, if I can ascertain somehow that there's no taste, then it's actually going to be mutter. So how do I trust that? I can't eat it because it might be basar v'chalav. So can I have a goy taste this basar v'chalav? He'll taste it and say, a professional chef, and he'll say there's no milk. So if you could trust him, which itself is a discussion in the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah, you could trust him, so then you can actually have the meat, the chicken soup, if he tells you that there's no taste. Since the Ramah passes, we can't trust goyim anymore with this regard. We only could eat it if there's less than 60 times the milk to meat. Another case, not as practical, but where you could trust.
So it's independent if it's not in time or not. Once
it's 160th. Exactly. 160th is our way. There are two ways to know whether there's time. Either has someone taste it, or 60 to 1 is the ratio.
Even though it's not in time.
Right, even though it's
nobody can taste it.
No.
Trust
no.
61 is not nothing.
But well, let's say there is.
Let's say you have something that's extremely, extremely powerful.
Right.
But that machine.
Right. I believe it's going to be, if it's the way we paskin right now,
it's independent of not in time.
Right. If we trust, let's say if we trusted Goyim, so we said, but the Goyim wasn't around, so we did 60 to 1. And then a Goyim came along and we would trust him and he says there's time, then we wouldn't be allowed to. Right. But we can't trust Goyim, so we 60 to 1 regardless of what people say.
And we got a 60
to 1. But if it has a very strong taste and you will taste it,
we don't know that though.
I'm saying if you taste, let's say you taste it, and it's a very powerful.
Even after it's 60 to 1?
Yeah, I think.
Yeah?
Okay, let's say, about, let's say, pepper or salt.
That it, that's double hard.
No, but I'm trying to say, let's say something equivalent to that in a dairy product. Then if it's battle of a shishim, all that stuff gives down. I mean, no matter how little you put.
So the question is, is it only about the shishim or any of the taste?
Right.
Another case might be, let's say Truma falls into Chulin. So there you could have a Kohen, you could trust the Kohen to taste it. He's allowed to have the Truma. He could tell you whether the Truma.
Or is this one in 100?
Truma is the Truma Bikurim. 1 in 100. It might be 1 in 100. I don't remember exactly.
That we learned is 101 has to be 100.
Yeah, Truma and Kalim have different ratios. I don't remember all of them. Okay. So the Ran now says, Vikasha. The Rabbanan had the following kasha zal. Heichi aminan hacha dim yeshbo b'nosin tam aser divashbo ha'einbo b'nosin tam mutter. So the implication is, if there is no taste, if the basar, which now aser to me because I took a nether, if this basar does not infuse any taste into this egg, then I may eat the egg.
Basar zeh or basar?
Basar zeh, exactly. Basar zeh, this now, when I say that, this meat becomes treif to me. If it does not give any time to the egg that it was cooked with, I may eat the egg. That's the implication of the Mishnah. Very clear implication. So the Ron says, how could you say that? V'han nidarim davar sheyeshu matirinu. Kidamina l'kaman meperekan noder mihayarik. There's a concept of davar sheyeshu matirinu. If something has a heter, it's brought down Shulchan Aruch and the Gemara and Beitza and elsewhere, that something that has a heter, you cannot rely on bittel. Because just wait until the classic example of the Gemara Beitza is, let's say an egg is laid on Shabbos, on Yantif, and it's mixed with a number of other eggs, I don't know which is which, among a bunch of mutter eggs. The whole pile, I can't tell the difference, which one, if one egg fell down that was laid today, and it's a mixture, I don't know which is which. So I should be able to eat all the eggs, because batel b'shishim. So the Gemara says, even if it's an elf, there are 1,000 of them, you still can't eat it. So wait till Shabbos Yantif is over, and then it's going to be completely mutter. So the only time we apply bittul b'shishim, or any bittul it is, if there's no foreseeable heter. But once it's a davar sheyesh l'matir, and just wait it out until the heter comes. So the darim is also a davar sheyesh l'matir. You go to a chacham, you get hataras nadarim, so now it becomes mutter. So you shouldn't be able to rely on the fact that the basa didn't give any tam into the egg. Just get ask a sheila from a chacham, he'll undo the nether, and then everything's going to be mutter. So as he says, the hanedarim davar sheyesh l'matirinu kedamin l'kamen beperek and adam yerek mishum de mitzvah leishulei alayo midi Rabbi Nasan. He's referring to a mitzvah to go ask a sheila and undo the nether. The kaim lana we paskin the chol sheyesh l'matirinu afilu be'elf l'batel. Anything that has a foreseeable heter is not batel. Even if there are 1,000 of the item, it won't bittul won't apply. So here too, also you shouldn't be able to eat the egg, even though there's no same time. Wait until you ask a sheila. Perhaps you could say that when we say that there is no bittul, it's only hanimile min bimini, bimin bimino. When there are two items that are identical, meat and meat. Aval halchaki katani minisari ba'acher she'enu mino. But here, the meat and the egg are different minim. Dumi the beitzim shin spashli. Oh, right, meat and egg are different. V'chol she'enu mino. Anything that is not of the same type, afilu b'davar sheyesh l'matirin b'nosin tam. Then you do not apply, even if it is davar sheyesh l'matirin, you will rely based on nosin tam. The svar is going to explain, but the basic svar is, when it comes to two items that are the same, two types of meat, or two of the same meats, there's no nosin tam. They both taste the same. There's no changing of tastes over. So nosin tam is not a relevant factor there. When it comes to, so it's possible they did mix, we just don't know because they're going to be cross-cooking, whatever the term would be. But here, when there's no time on the bus going to egg, there's nothing to be bottled. There's no time to even talk about. So I think he's going to elaborate on this point. But the distinction right now is,
he's saying the opposite. He's saying that if it's the same, maybe me know, then if you do the elef, you cannot.
No, all the way around.
Is that what he's saying?
Yeah. If it's min she'eno mino, then we say no bito. Mimimino is you say no bittul.
Right.
But when it's min she'eno mino, you would apply bittul.
Right.
Okay, that's what you said. Okay.
Yeah, shouldn't it be the opposite?
I don't think so. Well, I think I'll explain the reasons for this, so maybe I'll make it clear.
Okay.
So let's see. Hainu detan maseches chala. He brings a proof from Mishnah and maseches chala. Hanosin seor meisas chitim latoch isas ores. You take some of the seor, some of the what they call the sourdough or the yeast, and you place it from the dough of the wheat into the dough of the rice. And the halach is that challah is only taken when you use five of the chamesh shaminim. Wheat, barley, spelt, oats, and tremisim? Right. But if you rice, even though rice has a similar characteristics of bread, it's not chayv and challah. So you take some of the sourdough from the wheat and you place it into the sourdough of the rice. Im yesh ba tam dagan. If it tastes like dagan, one of the five species, it tastes like five minim, it tastes like the chita, that's chayv and challah. But if it doesn't, if you put some of the sourdough into the rice, but it doesn't taste like wheat at all, it's patin chala. Sim kain, lam amrua tevel oser b'chol shu b'mino. So why do we say that if in a small amount of tevel is in there, if it's the same type, it's oser, v'shelo b'mino b'no sein tam? So the halacha is, if wheat and rice mix, which are two different minim, then it only is chayv and challah if there's taste of wheat. Min b'shein amino is taloy and tam. But if it's wheat that falls into another thing of wheat, Then, let's say I have wheat that's tevel, that hasn't been tithed yet, and non-tevel. And a small, tiny culture of wheat tevel falls into a big thing of wheat. The whole mixture is usher, even with the culture. So why is that true? So we see from here, and he says, the tevel davar sheish lamatirinu. Why should you allow bittel? If wheat falls into rice, and we say batel, there's no time, it's batel. Why is it batel? Just simply take challah, and because it's a davar sheish lamatirinu, take challah, and don't rely on the terovas here.
Even if it's
min bimino,
right? That's what we're talking about.
So we see clearly, when it's min b'shalom bimino, we say it is talyan ta'am, even if it is a davar sheish lamatirinu. Here it's also nedarim, even though it's a davar sheish matir, and you could just undo the nether, since it's eggs and meat, it's min mishen amino, we don't have the restriction of davar sheish matir, and we apply bittel. Hachnami, he brings another proof, isa behedya b'yushalmi depirkan, yushalmi var mesechta, the garcina and taman, it's the girsa over there, is zeh klal. The rule is as follows: Hayar Rabbi Shimon Omer Mishum Rabbi Yeshua Kol Davar Sheish L'Matirin Kigon Tevel L'Maishu Sheini V'Hektish V'Chadash. All those things have a heter. Tevel the Davar heter is taking Maishu and Shuma. Hektish Maishu Sheini is once you bring it to Yushlaim you could eat it. Hektish is something you could just be poda. And Chadash is if you wait for the carbon Omer then it turns into Yashan and you could eat it. So those are all examples of Davar Sheish L'Matirin. Lo Nasu B'Chacham Shir. They did not give any set amount of how much of the tarovas will allow you to eat these things. If a piece of maizeh sheni or hektish falls into a pot, they never gave us a shir.
So even tevel fell into non-tevel, it's a so, what do you mean matir?
So if it's the same min for one to the next, then it's aser kosher. But if they're two different minim, then it's taloy on if the davar aser picks ta'amin, if it gives taste. If it doesn't give taste, then it's batel, even though it's a davar sheish l'matir.
But all those examples that he gave, the original rule, the original, these heter for those two milchatchila.
Correct. That's the point. So now he's distinguishing. These are all examples of davar sheish l'matir, and the klal is lo nasu b'chacham shir.
It's not really matirin.
Why not?
Because you know, in order to make tevel. Into non-tevel, it's not because heter, because that's the process in order to make it.
No, but that will make it heter in the end of the day. By whatever process
it
is. But
materium is any process that would allow you to eat it afterwards or use it afterwards, no matter what it is.
It's not like it's not betach memokom acher. Meaning, if you made it esu, and now there's another way to matir it. Meaning, okay, fine.
So he says, the klal is, this yushami lo nasu bo chacham mashir ela min bemino b'mashu, even a small amount will prohibit the entire mixture. If it's a shalob amino, if it's two different types, then it's no same time. So you see this klal is very clear. He hasn't explained why, but he's just saying that this is clearly the case. When it comes to davar sheish l'matirin, it's not across the board we say there's no bittu by davar sheish l'matirin. There's only no bittu by min bimino. But when it's a davar sheino mino, min sheino mino, then it's talo yon tam, even by a davar sheish l'matirin. V'chol shein l'matirin kigon shuma, something that has no heter, truma, there's no heter, you can't undo truma. Well, you can maybe, but min bimino, shlo bimino, bino sintam. If it's something that does not have a heter, it's intrinsically usser, then whether or not it falls into the same type or a different type, that's all taloi on tam. So just again, we have four different scenarios here. If it's a davar usser, then we apply bittel across the board. It's all about no sintam, whether it's the same type or a different type. Whether it's a sign, davar sheish l'matirin, if it's the same type, it's aser until the heter kicks in. If it's not the same type, it's also taler and tam. So three of the four, if you're seeing my chart here, three of the four permutations are nosin tam. The only scenario where you don't rely on nosin tam is if it's a davar sheish l'matirin, min b'mino, the same type, it's aser until the heter kicks in.
So what about the mishim kicks in?
When batu shishim kicks in, that kicks in a situation of min bim. No, shishim is another way of it's how we ascertain whether or not there's nisinas tam. So I can't taste bas b'chav, and milk falls in here. So the halach is if there's no nisinas tam of milk into my chicken soup, it's mutter. How do I know that though? I can't taste it until because if it's bas b'chav, I'm violating it.
Then you can't batu shishim.
Exactly.
You know how much? No, but even if and if there's tam. It's still batel mishim, but this time that's what we asked before.
Right, so forget that comment. We'll just do it simply right now. You could rely, if there's 60 times, then it's mutter. I can turn it off. It's not nice in here. So 60 The Shishim tells us whether there's tam or not.
So we just said if it's Eimbo Matirin, right?
If it's Eimbo Matirin like Truma, then it's going to, whether or not it's the same type or different types, it will always be Batal. It's always Talin Nisina's tam.
What was the first example you did?
First example is that Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, like Tevel, let's say, has a heter.
There were four cases.
There are two cases, right, there are four cases. One case is, let's say, Davar Sheyesh Matirin as one category here. Okay. If it's Min Bimino, I'll do the other cases, or do the other way around. Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, Chuma, it's Aser. There's no heter for Chuma.
Right.
Whether or not it's in the same Min, or whether or not it's two different Minim, it's going to be Tala in Nisina's Tam across the board. If there's no heter.
Okay.
And another category, the next column would be Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, like Tevel, has a foreseeable heter.
Right.
If it's a different type, B'sheinu Mino, it's Tala in Nisina's Tam also.
Right.
But the final case, the fourth case, is if it's a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, falls into the same type,
right,
then it's Aser in Kol Shu, and you have to wait until there's
So it's two cases that are heter.
Exactly, right. Two that are four, right. The Mishnah Shavuos, right. The Mishnah Shabbos, yeah. Okay. Okay, so now continuing the Ran, if you're still with me here, we're four wide lines down the Ran, in the middle of the line. Halin Nidre, this is continuing quoting the Yushalmi here, Halin Nidre ma'at avir lan, kedavar shei shel matirin, o kedavar shei shel matirin, ein lo matirin. The Gemara itself, the Yushalmi itself, wants to know, what about a nether? Is a nether davar shei shel matirin or davar shei ein lo matirin? The fact that he could do a taras adarm, does that consider it a davar shei shel matirin?
Because maybe it's uprooting it from the beginning, so it doesn't exist anymore.
Maybe it's uprooting it, maybe it's not considered foreseeable heter.
Uh-huh.
I mean, Yantif, Mux is going to eventually end. Tevel is going to ultimately have be tied. All these things, Maisa Sheni is supposed to be brought to Yushalayim.
Right, right,
this, so Mistavra, Mavdinan, Kedavar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. Yushalayim Paskin, it seems that it's considered Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin, the Taninan Taman. There's a Mishnah there. Shazakin Okir Hanadim Mikaro is what you were saying. The Zakin uproots it entirely, which, according to what he says, would consider it a Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. V'hamas Nisa.
No, it would be no Matirin.
But they're bringing this as a Raya that it is Yesh Lo Matirin. He just said in the brackets.
Because if you go back to the back, it is like nothing is there, so you can't
right.
even say that the Yesh Lo Matirin
almost. Right, I hear that, Svar.
Uh-huh. Okay.
V'hamas Nisa. Yeah. It's the Zaki referring to a Chacham. So you go to a Rav, a Dayan, who's a Oker the Nether. Hamas Nisa Avdalan Kedavar Sheyesh Lo Matirin.
By Atarat Nedarim or Petach Mekom Acher?
The Pesach Mebacham Acher is a way of doing Hatar Sedarim.
Okay. So Atarat Nedarim,
right. Exactly. So Hamas Nisa Avdalan Kedavar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. The Mishnah assumes it's also Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin. The Taninan Shano de Miradavar Vinisar Bacher Im Yeshua Menosin Tam Aser. So if it's Nisina's Tam, it's Aser. Tifater Min B'Shein Amino. You have to interpret that Misha only with Min B'Shein Amino is it going to be Aser, will be Talia Nisina's Tam. Bidavar Sheishu Matirin. Barezim Mefurish Kamosh Kasabna. So he brings a clear Yushalmi that this Chilik is correct Chilik. That Davar Sheishu Matirin is not Batil only by Min B'Mino. But Min B'Shein Amino, it's Talia Nisina's Tam. Fikach, in light of this, Hikshu al Raf Ravafasi, the Rifzal, Shikasib Halchosa Beperek Gidanash. Perek Gidanash is the seventh parak of Chulim, where a lot of these halachas are discussed. Binin Pas Sha'afa Imatzli Betanar. So you have a piece of bread that was baked in the same oven where you were roasting a steak or something. And this halacha, and the Moram Psachim tells us, a person is not allowed to make fleshik bread, you can't make milchik bread either. So it's being roasted. Yeah. If you do, you have to make it a different shape. Either smaller or a triangle or something different to make it. That's one of the reasons English muffins is somewhat... English muffins have its dairy. It's bread and it's dairy. The question is, are you allowed to do that? So they say, no, English muffins is different than a typical bread. It looks different. So it's okay to have a dairy. But people who live in England, well, English muffins, they have all over. So a dairy English muffin looks like a power of English muffins. So... But yeah, you can make dairy bread and meat bread if it's done. There has to be a certain hecker to it. The question is the fact that the package is marked OUD, is that enough of a hecker? Or does it have to be a hecker in the way it looks, the actual piece of bread? So, in this discussion where you can bake bread in the same oven that you had cooked meat, the Maida Mrinon the asa la'achla b'kutach. Now, this bread that was baked in the oven, now, part of the discussion we're not going to get into is recha milsa, recha la milsa, the Gemara Mesachim talks about, is smell of the meat now has been infused into the bread, is that going to aser the bread? Does it make it a fleshy bread, the fact that they're cooked in the same oven? Perhaps there are issues of zeya, steam. If there's steam is more of a problem, that there's steam from the steak. But let's say it's a dry steak where no steam's coming up, so then the only issue would be recha. So we say that if bread was baked in the same oven as as meat, you may not eat it. Also, la'achla b'kutach. Kutach is a milchik type of bread. It's the example of a dairy food item discussed throughout Shas. So it's also to eat this with kutach, which is dairy. Afagav de kaimelon de reich la milsi. Even though we paskin that smell is nothing, and who cares that it was baked in the same oven as meat? Hainu time mishum da havi davar sheishal matirim. It's a davar sheishal heter. Just eat the bread with meat instead of having to have it with dairy. And it's a much better way to eat it. It's a more appropriate way. So we say, don't eat this, what we'll call fleishik bread, with the milk, because you can't. Don't apply the bittel of the recha. Rather eat it. There's a heter way to eat the bread. Eat it. Either eat the bread on its own or have it with fleishik.
But I'm sorry, what's the reason you cannot eat the bread? Because there's no not in town here. Right.
So what he
there's no not in tam, and there is no, and we say that ain't that recha is not an issue.
Right. So it's a very good point. So what he seems to be indicating is when we say recha la milsi, it means that it really is something. We assume that it's bottle basically, but there is smell, but it's for the most part bottle, but it's bittle. It's not that it's nothing at all.
So the reason he's uttering it is because of recha, even though there is no union of recha.
Exactly. Right. It's same thing. Same thing when milk drops into meat, it's even though we allow you, there's still milk in there. But we say bittel. But if it's a davar sheishal matirin, we wouldn't allow. So let's say kasher milk falls into treif milk, or treif milk falls into kasher milk, really.
Not that I understand, right. But what we're saying is basically saying that recha is an issue.
And that's his chiddush,
it's
right?
It's not, but it is.
Exactly.
Okay.
Exactly. If let's say there's no other bread available, right, and you have the dairy meat, and this is all you could eat, then you can rely on the bittel. Right. But since there's a heter way to eat the bread, so. But that's a very good point. When you say right, it doesn't mean it's nothing.
Right.
Smell is something. We just say it's bottle and whatever that food item is. But if it's bittel, so then you should eat it in the more heter way. So Alma, who comes out of this riff though, disfir leizal, the riff that is, da filu bishlomino la bottle. Wait a second. You lost me?
Yeah. on top of the bait, which is bait salamita.
It's not,
oh,
I think,
yeah,
he's using it in a strange way.
It is very strange way, exactly.
Move,
it's
it doesn't mean it's eat material. It means I can eat it some other way.
Right. We've been talking about where the chefta was actually also now it has a heter to it. This chefta is always not
right.
Yes. So what he's saying from here, and Ruben's making a great point, this is not a classic davar sheishal matirin. This bread is mutter. We're talking about tevel, which is asur, and then you could be mater.
Right.
This bread is mutter. We're just how to eat this mutter bread.
If you eat it alone for free, you can have it.
Right.
Nobody's going to.
There's no davar asur to it. So it's an interesting application of davar sheish matir. But his problem is, assuming it is davar sheish matir, this is a min b'shein omino. You're eating the bread with this milchak, the kusach, tutach, the milchak of food. So it's a min b'shein omino, so we don't care about davar sheish matir anymore. We've been saying davar sheish matirin is only relevant when it comes to min bimino. And we say, don't eat min bimino, wait till the heter kicks in. But when it's min b'shein amino, the eggs and the meat, it's completely okay, even though you could undo that neder of the meat. Once it's a.
So he's questioning Rav Alphys's psak that you're not allowed to have it, even though it's min b'shein amino.
Exactly. V'yefshar kemosha kasavnu b'rayas b'ros. And this can't be the case, as I proved from a number of proofs. Vamru, and they say, their abundance says, She'efshe shosamach harav zal, maybe the riff was relying on, al osel shamu perk, mashila in a mishnah in, or perk in the Meseches Beitza, gavi ha'isha she'ela shoshalamayim u'melech lisasa. A woman had borrowed some water and salt for her dough. Harei hi keragle shteyan. So the Gemara there is talking about tchum, issues of Erev Tchumim. Lacha is, on Shabbos, I can only walk 2,000 amos in one direction, or 1,000 that way and 1,000 that way, but I only have 2,000 amos to go in one direction. So let's say, so not only me, but any object I own, my animals, anything under my control, and my property also has that same radius, not really radius, but the same distance of 2,000 amos. So let's say I borrow my neighbor's salt and water. will that also have the same restriction? I want to take this dough now somewhere else. Will I have those same restrictions? So Gemara says, if I borrow the water and salt from my neighbor, I have whatever restrictions on this dough now that she had. So it says that Karagli Shem, it actually has like both them, the legs of what I could go and what you could go. Why should there be any restrictions on this bread now? I borrowed her water and salt, but it's batel now in the rest of the dough. There's a lot of flour in here. So the water and salt is batel.
Meaning if she lives here, if the neighbor lives here, and I live here, and I borrow from here, I can only go to this side 2,000 amos.
From her.
From her.
And from also...
Could be 1,000 amos only from me.
Exactly. Very, very good. Right.
Okay.
They're going to only where they overlap
right.
with each other, not where they could go separately. Very good. So one wants to know, why am I restricted by my neighbor at all? Whatever I borrowed is now batel in the rest of the flour. It's mostly flour that I'm putting in my dough. So that's the Gemara asks. And the Gemara answers, V'upirk parker of Ashi, mishum dehaver le'davar sheish l'matir, afil be'elf l'batel. Because just wait until after Yom Tov is over, and then I can walk as far as I want. The davar sheish l'matir, you don't apply bitel. V'ha ma'im u'melech l'gavi isa min v'shein aminohu. Wait a second, water and salt is a different type of min than the dough and the flour, obviously. V'afil hachi, still nonetheless, yav taima mishum davar hava le'davar sheish l'matir. Even when they're two different minim, we apply the concept, the restriction of davar sheish matirin is not batal. That perhaps is what the Rif was relying on.
Which is equivalent that it's also not sheish matirin. It's just a matirin of carrying, but you can actually have it.
Right, but we said, that's also interesting, I guess. It's different than the Beitzev. When the Beitzev has laid an egg, when the chicken laid an egg on the Yantiv, that's us to everybody.
Yeah, everybody. This
is,
here in their house.
Very good. Very good.
Interesting.
We could spend a month on this run, I guess.
You got
how long we have?
20 minutes.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Okay, I was not expecting to take this long. We didn't even get to the important part yet.
Just jump to it.
Okay, let's jump to it, yeah. Okay.
The water was looking yesterday, so we have a taltel.
What?
The water was looking yesterday, it was tiltul.
The water?
The word.
The word.
In regards to caring.
Oh, tiltul. Oh, okay. Yeah. Tiltul. Okay. Let's jump to the important rhyme right now then. Okay, I see the line. I want to jump in the middle of the piece here, though. Okay, it's actually an important line. It's not too... It's a few lines down from where we were. It says, Vili Niren, in the middle of the line. I don't know, 25
start,
lines down?
Starts from the beginning.
The first word of the line is Bechitim. The first word of the line, Bechitim, around 20 lines down. Bechitim. Go down halfway down the line, it says Vili Niren. It appears to me, yeah? Tell me everyone's on board there. See, Ricky? First word is bechitim.
Yeah, good.
Now, in the middle of that line is v'li nirin. It appears to me, divrei harav afasizal, dechitnan hacha. When the Mishnah tells us here, the davar sheish l'matirin b'sheinu mino batal, when it's two different minim, we do apply bittel, even though it's a davar sheish l'matirin. Harni mile kol she'aser achsha v'asu lios niter achar zman kinedarm. Something that's aser now, but can be remote in the future, exactly. Mishum de kamibai li at a shaila to me came into the rabbanon bechulo isuri min mino bato kimo b'shein amino ma'ro chachamim lechalik b'davar sheish matirin bein b'mino l'shein amino meiz atam kach near li b'tam o shadavar. Let's see the chazin of the rabbanon of the Yehuda that flagu b'min mino ibato labat. In general, there's machlokas gemara psachim and elsewhere. When you have a min and a min mixed together, do we apply bittul or not? The source of such a machlokus is dependent on the same pasuk. It's a pasuk by Yom Kippur when the Kohen Gadol will take the blood of the par, the blood of the sar, mix them together, then he pours them on the mizbech haketores, the smaller mizbech. Even though the blood of the par is greater, it's actually a different type of color also. Even though you're mixing these two bloods together, we don't say, oh, it's a dam of par. The par is going to overwhelm the dam of the sar. No, we still acknowledge that there's dam sar here as well. The reason why we could still acknowledge there being the goat's blood there is because it's min mino. They're both blood, and we don't apply bittel when it comes to two minim. Something that's similar to its partner. It doesn't weaken it, rather strengthens it. So the fact that there's dam par there strengthens the dam asar here. ומשם הכי ספיר לילה רבי יהודה בחולי איסור דמין במינה לא בטל. אבל רבנו לא משמע לו הכי. The Rabban argue and the Mikomakum min bemino the Isr veheter, if it's Asr veheter, veheter, ein domin delazeh, they're not considered similar to each other, came in the Chad Asr vechad Shari. So let's say the case that the Rabban is talking about is, let's say physically they're the same thing, but halachli one's mutter, one's Asr. Is that min bemino or not? The same item, they're both blood, it's not a good example for this one, but let's say they're both blood. One's Asr blood, one's mutter blood. So do you go based on what they are physically, or do you go based on halachically whether they're mutter asr? So Rabban say, in the end of the day, they're two different meaning because one's mutter, one's asr. That's also a defining character and would be considered min b'she'eno mino. She'ein roi leilech achar dimyonim be'etzem. They don't follow based on what they actually are physically. Al achar chilukin be'etzer v'heter. We have to go follow based on whether the halachic heter or iser. Al hainu taima d'dam hapar einu mevatel dam hasar. So according to the Ran, according to the Chachamim, you should say it's a min b'sheino mino. Wait a second. Why is a dam not going to be mevatel the dam asar? Mishum dechevin deshneim olin, since they're both olin, klomer shekshirin lezrika, ein mevatel zedze. Since they're both ultimately going to be thrown onto the mizbeach haktaris, they're considered the same halachic status also.
But
they're
the
both.
Problem is, the way I see it is that if that's the case, you will never have a case of min bemino that you can utilize to anything. Because the only reason you're talking min bemino is when something is mutter, and then you are trying to say is it not. But whenever it's something mutter nasur, it's not considered min bemino, then there's never happens min bemino that you have a question about it.
Exactly. That's exactly the point. Meaning, something asr falls into davar heter, that's min b'sheino mino, according
right.
to the Ran.
So you're never going to have.
But if it's a davar sheish matirin, if it's an egg, it's asr now, you think it's min b'sheino mino, but since it's going to be mutter in the future, we could view it as a min b'mino right now. Because it's going to be mutter tomorrow.
And it goes to mafre.
Exactly, we could view that. That's the chiddush that Ran's saying. That's the chiddush. According to Rashi and Beit Rashi, you know why davar sheish matirin is mutter, according to Rashi, very simply? Just have patience. Wait till the heter's there. Just be patient instead of relying on the heter. The Ran says no. A davar sheish matirin means that it's actually mutter now, and it's considered min bimino, egg and egg. They're both mutter, and that's why it's a bittel. That's his chiddush. The question is, how do you define two minim? Is it based on the physical qualities and characteristics, or is it based on halachic? So the Rehuda holds, if there is the case of Dam HaPar and Dam HaSayer, the halacha is they're not batal. The pasuk says, even though you mix them.
Why they need to be batal? That's the mitzvah.
No, but no, the halacha, when you take it, there's a lot of blood. A cow is bigger than a goat. So there's a lot of blood here, and you mix it with the goat blood, and you eventually sprinkle it onto the Mizbech HaKtaras. So the pasuk refers to, you take the Dam HaPar, you take the Dam HaSayer. You can't view this as Dam HaSayer. The Dam HaSayer is being overwhelmed by the Dam HaPar. There's so much more blood. But the fact that it still calls the Dam HaSayer in the mixture seems to be acknowledged that there's still goat blood there.
Because it's like mutter
b'shishim. Why not?
Why not?
Yeah.
Think about it. Well, even why not? It's not a drop in a
But let's say it is. Let's say it's 60 times cow blood to goat blood. Let's say it is. So they say
so
that it's not bottle. So Rabbi Huda says, you know why it's not bottle? Because they're both blood. It's min bimino, it's not bottle. And Chacham said, no, min bimino, nothing to do with that. It's because they both have the same purpose. They're both olam. They're both being be sprinkled. But if it's a case of heter and iser, that's how you define min b'sheino mino. Nothing to do with the minim, the actual etzem, the physical characteristics. But heter and iser, those are min b'sheino mino. That's how you define it.
Okay.
Right. So now Ricky's point was, which exactly the Ron's trying to get at. So whenever you say min b'sheino mino, we do apply bittel. We apply bittel when there are different in nature of halachic nature. So when you have a davar asr, you have a bunch of eggs here, and an egg fall is laid on the yantif, and now asr, it's put into this mixture here, it's min b'sheino mino. And it always apply bittel. When do you ever have a case of min b'mino? If you have a davar asr into davar asr, or davar mutter into davar mutter, there's nothing to be bittel, they're all the same. You never have min b'mino anymore, because whenever it's asr falling into mutter, it's always min b'sheino mino. So that's the Ran says, you know when it's min b'mino? When the davar asr that falls in is a davar sheish matirin. Since tomorrow will be mutter, even now it's viewed as the same type as the eggs, which are all other mutter. This asr egg, since it will be mutter, can also be viewed as mutter. And it's therefore min b'mino.
And therefore it's asr.
Exactly. That's a davar sheish matirin. It's telling
very
us.
Very good.
Yeah.
It's a great concept.
Okay, so that, I think that's the idea of the Ran. That's the big chiddush of the Ran. He goes on to say, and we'll leave the Ran out for now, the rest of it. And again, this is Machlokes Rashi in Beta versus this Ran. There's Rabbi Akiva Eiger, which I assume refers us to the Rashi, because I know Rabbi Akiva Eiger in Rashi in Beta refers us to the Ran here. And he does not. Okay, I'm wrong. He refers to Ran later on. Okay, beautiful. So we got that Ran in. Now we have a long Amud to do. We have 15 minutes less. The Gemara on the top of Nun Beis Membeis tells us, Ur Minhu, asks the Gemara, Minha Adashim, Asr Bashishim. If a person takes a nether, he cannot have any lentils, he's also asked to have any ashishim. Ashishim is a type of bread, there Rashi tells us, that's made of flour, lentil-based flour. That's also included in the Isser. Rabbi Yossi Mata, Rabbi Yossi says it's permitted because it's not the same item. So what's the Shiloh here? So Rabbi Yossi and the Rabbanan are the opposite. Rabbi Yossi asserted the case of comb, which was a derivative of milk. He was more machmir in the Mishnah, but here Rabbi Yossi is more makil in the Mishnah. He's taking the opposite approach. And the Gemara says, Lokasha, sorry, I'm going quickly here. Lokasha, mar ki asri. It depends on where you came from. Ve'asri, the Rabbanan, in the place of where the Rabbanan lived, kari lo chalva chalva lo kuma kuma. They called milk milk, and they called comb comb. They're two different things. We always follow Lashon Bnei Adam when it comes to Nadarm. But Ba'asr Rabbi Yossi, the kuma nami kari le kuma de chalva. No, in his place, they refer to kuma as kuma of chalav. So kuma's called chalav was called milk also, and that's how we explain the Mishnah. All goes based on Lashon Bnei Adam, and as we saw yesterday, not only that, it goes on each location. Depends on where you live and how they spoke in your country. Tani, the Brisa says, Hanodim min hachalav mutar bekom, min hakom mutar bechalav, min hachalav mutar begvina, min hagvina mutar bechalav, min harotim mutar bekiva.
This would contradict with a change of girsa on the second case of that Rabbi Yossi, that was Rabbi Yossi Oser, and we said that it's Rabbi Yossi who Oser, then he would also...
Correct. So this would support the girsa of the Ran, that it's Rabbi Yossi.
It wouldn't.
Oh, no, he said Rabbi Yossi.
It wouldn't because he says that he doesn't say that the Rotev, that Rotev is called also Basa.
He says, no, he Rabbi Yehuda, who the Ran changed to Rabbi Yossi, says Rotev and Kippa will also be Oser.
Right, and here he's Makel, and the reason he's Makel is because that's the way you call it in his town.
Well, no, he was Makel regarding Kof, the Kom, yes, and Chalaf.
Right.
Rabbi Yossi was about Chalaf.
You could say that also in his place, Kof was also...
Well, we have known that. It's possible. Well, he also says.
Right.
Okay, let's read this Brisa now. We have a few minutes left. So Tanya, Hanodim min hachalav mutar bekom, because kom and chalav are two different things. If you make an adam min hakom mutar bechalav, Minachala mota begvina, minagvina mota bechalav. Cheese and milk are also two different things when it comes to nedarim. Minarotav mota bekiva, minakiva mota berotav. But im amar basas elai, if you say that this particular meat is asr to me, asr bo uberotfo ubekifo, then you're asr with all the gravy and the sauce, everything's going to be included in isr. If I say that this particular meat is a chefsi shal isr to me, not that I say all meat asr, but this particular meat is asr to me, that would be chaticha, the isur and asr, even the kipa and the rotav. Then if you say, if you said in the Mishnah, if you say wine is us to me across the board, you can have something like chicken soup, for example, that might have some tam of wine in, that would be permitted. But if you say, Omer, konim yain zeh, this particular bottle of wine is us to me, she'enu tom, that I'm not allowed to taste it, and then if enough, tocha tafsha, then it falls into some type of soup or some other item, im yesh bo tam yain harei zeh aser. Then if I say this particular bottle of wine is aser, then even something that has nesinas tam of the yain will be aser as well. Okay. Why did he bring this brisa? It's similar to the Mishnah. It's slightly different because this brisa seems to go according to Tanna Kamma that kom and chalav are going to be mutually exclusive.
But here it's a shanin of the Mishnah thing. It seems as if it's repeating our Mishnah.
It seems very similar to the Tanna Kamma of our Mishnah.
According to our school, he's actually saying our Mishnah.
He's saying, yeah, this is different than our Mishnah, I think.
It is. That's okay.
Okay. Fine. Let's try to get this Mishnah Gemara in before we finish. The Mishnah says now, the second Mishnah on the page, Hanodir min ha'anavim mutar b'yayin. A person says, I can't get hana from grapes. He is allowed to drink wine. Wine is not, even though it's a derivative of grapes, it's not actual grapes. A person says, min ha'zesim, he can't get hana from zesim. Mutar b'shemen, he's allowed to have olive oil. Not olives, but olive oil he may have. They're two different things. Amar konim zeisim vanavim elu sheni toem aser behem biyotz behem. If he says I can't have these eggs, or these olives rather, or I can't have these grapes, these particular ones that are in front of me, then even derivatives of them, even the olive oil and even the wine, will be included in this Isser, like we've been saying. If it's, again, if it's din in the Apsho Chefza, then anything, a derivative of that Chefza, will be Usser as well. So, boy, Rami Barchama, Elu Dafka O Sheinu Toim Dafka. So is it these? Is he being very specific in particular in when he says Elu, these? Or Sheinu Toim? Or is he focusing on the fact that I'm not tasting? I mean, what's the reason why the derivatives will be Usser? Is it because he says these in front of me becomes the Chefza's Usser? Or because he uses the language of Sheinu Toim, I won't taste, and it's the fact that the taste goes into something else? So let's say I say that any grapes Sheinu Toim, will that be Usser? If I say any grapes will be Sheinu Toim, if you say it's about Elu Dafka,
he said no.
Then it would, so right, we were assuming up until now it's about the Elu. That's what the Ron told us, about Elu, exactly. It becomes Chetichet the Yisura.
In a time he's saying that one, what is he saying when he says She'ein Atom?
He wants to know what the reason why the second case is going to be us, and not only the actual objects, but even the derivatives of them. So if you say Eini Toim, that sounds like I won't even taste it. That even anything that has taste of the grapes will be usher to me. Is that why he's expansive, that even derivatives will be included? Because Eini Toim? Or to focus on the fact that I said Elu, these grapes in particular,
so
are...
So when saying Eini Toim, it's not so much that it's not an expression that he won't eat it, it's just he won't have any taste.
Right, even taste will be usher.
Right.
So you want to know which one is the focus, and there'll be, nafkamina. So if I say...
He covered on grounds. Elu, covered on basis.
Exactly, right. Exactly. But let's say he said one or the other, will those work? So says the Gemara further, Isakadaitach Elu Dafka Sheinu Toim Lamali. If it's really about Elu, so why did the Mishnah also say Eini Toim? It's extra. Hakamash Milan comes to teach us that the Afa Gab the Amr Sheinu Toim, even though you may have said I won't taste any of these or any grapes, E Damar Elu Mitaser Vilo Lo. It all depends on Elu or not. The Eini Toim is not the relevant factor. It's all about these specific grapes or not these specific grapes. That's what the Gemara initially wanted to say. And the Gemara goes on to bring Raya's now. Amar Rava Toshma, Konem Perus Ha'elu Alai. These fruit, these particular fruit will be usher to me. Konem Hei Lepi, they're going to be usher to my mouth. Usher B'chlufeinu B'gduleim. I'm usher to not only have these fruit, but anything, if I, let's say, replant these fruit and they grow, or if I swap them or sell them for others, those will be usher as well. Ha'b'yotzimim, but that which comes out, that which is extracted from them, whether it be olive oil or wine, that would be mutter. Only the chilufein and gduleim are usher. But if it's the yot, the dig is ha'b'yotzimim, that which comes out of the grapes, that's what comes out of the fruit, that's going to be mutter. That's an initial thought. And the Gemara says, Huad din dafil biyotim hen asr. No, it's an incorrect diyuk. Even that which comes out of the fruit will be us as well. The Hadif alay, just telling you the greater chiddush. Lashminan de chilufein v'gidulein ki gidulein dami. Telling us that chilufein, things that I swap for the fruit, will have the same halachic status as things that actually grow from the fruit. But in a chanami, something that comes out of the fruit, any of the derivatives from the fruit, will be asr as well. So there's no raya. It seems to be, they're right.
I mean, if chilufeim is asr, why would you say that part of the fruit should be mutar?
Right, exactly. So it might come into how to understand the grapes and rather the wine and the olive oil that's embedded within when it's being extracted. Is that viewed as part of the grapes or not? It comes into discussions of schita. Okay, the Gemara now says, Tashma, she'eni ochel v'she'eni toim. If a guy says, I won't eat, I won't taste, mutter b'chilufeinu b'gdulem. He may have anything that it gets switched over with, anything that it replanted for. But the same deek we're making is ha hayotzi mehen also. But that which comes out of it. So again, in this case, it's mutter to have the chilufeim. It's mutter to have gidulem. Okay, it's only when you say elu, these specific fruits, will the chilufeim and gidulem be usher. If I say in general fruits, the chilufeim and gidulem will be mutter. But only those will be mutter, implying that ha ha yotzim hen aser, but that which comes out of it will be aser. Gemara says no. I did the lo nasa bereisha yotzim hen, lo nasa nami b'seifa yotzim hen. No, anything extracted will be aser. But since the Mishnah wasn't talking about ha yotzim hen, so the seifa wasn't talking about the yotzim hen either. Tashma, the Gemara brings a raya. Amar Rabbi Yehuda ma'isav aser, Rabbi Tarfon alai beitzim shenspashil imo. Yehuda says,
yeah. So he's saying that if he says konim perot ploni she'eni ochel, he is also mutar in yotzimehen. But we just said that he's not mutar in yotzimehen.
We said that there's
he's specifically saying on those pears.
Right. No, the second case is where now the second case sheni ochel sheni toim is in general, all apples, not these in particular, all apples.
Well, because he uses koni peros ploinim sheni ochel. Oh, it's ploinim meaning just this type of.
Yeah.
Not this specific.
Exactly. Okay. And in Tashma, he brings another raya. Amar Rabbi Huda, Ma'isav Aser, Rabbi Tarfon Alai, Beitzim, Mishnis Bashlima. Once there was a story, and then they cooked eggs with meat. Rabbi Tarfon prohibited the eggs from being eaten. Amar Lo, Emasai, wasn't that true? Bizman Shamar Basar Zeh Alai. When you said this specific Basar Zeh Aser to me, Shanodim Minadavar, Vinisari Vachar, Vyeshbo Nosintam, Hariz Aser. So, we see clearly, when you say specifically that item, it becomes a Chepsa Deser. Or tweaks the question now and says, Be'elolo Kabam Bailan. The dafku, everyone agrees if you say these, if you say this one, it's certainly going to be usr, and all the derivatives will be usr as well. Kimi Bailan, when the Gemara had a shaila, was b'sheinu toim dafka olav dafka. If you say any toim, but you don't say elu, will that be enough to create an isr to the derivatives as well? And the Gemara brings a final raya here, tashma, dag, dagim, sheinu toim, usr bahen ben gudol ben katanim, ben chayim ben mevushalim. So we saw in yesterday's Gemara that if you say I cannot have fish or multiple fish, that includes all the fish along the spectrum, big, small, salty, not salty, cooked, not cooked. But it's mutter to have trias trufa, which we said was chopped up fish, I think, and betzir was the brine or the fish oil. So we see from here that the fish oil in the is mutter. Exactly. And Amarava b'kvar yatzum hem, and it's talking about a case now only when it already left them. But if it didn't leave it, you made the isser and fish, and then any new fresh squeezed oil comes, it actually would be usser. So in the end, Rava thinks there is a raya. He thinks at the end of the day that it would be usser, even by einu toim. Right, so Ibar did the lifshita, and the Gemara and the Ran says, and therefore we go to Chumrah.